How about the Thurston County Superior Court?
No.
How about the Court of Appeals?
No, I kind of think no one has the situation that we've had. It's a little unusual.
Have you talked to other people who have received bulkheads?
Who have them?
Yes.
Well, you look around the harbor, everybody's got them around here.
Is there someone directly across the harbor from you that has a bulkhead?
Yes.
Do they have a dock?
Yes.
Do they have a boathouse?
Yes, they have kind of our plans.
Did you actually submit the plans that they used before they actually submitted the plans and actually built their project?
Yes.
Do you have an explanation for why your plans never seem to be quickly or timely processed?
I think we were singled out, and I don't say that lightly.
Have you been onto the beach of your property?
Yes.
And is the sighted bulkhead, according to the HPA, is supposed to be on the beach?
No, it's on the lawn, manicured lawn.
And has the city previously provided that 2004 Battelle report to indicate that somehow you shouldn't be permitted to build a bulkhead because your property is a marsh?
That's what they said before.
And
Yes.
did you address that issue through your expert, Chad Croker?
We did.
And then when the issue changed to something else, regarding the SSDP, did you have to hire more experts? For example, the Aspect geotechnical engineer.
Yes.
And did you have to hire additional experts as re with respect to Lee Rosenbaum and the revision request?
Yes, it's been a
And have you
nightmare.
had to hire more experts with respect to Patrick Hungerford, with respect to a building permit that was issued in 2012, but it still isn't complete?
Yes.
You said that you've also spoken to other people. Have you reviewed the city's permit for their own bulkhead?
I did.
And with respect to the city's bulkhead, was that an easy process for the city to obtain based on the paperwork you've seen?
You're talking about the is it Rockaway Beach?
It is.
Well, yeah, they put their bulkhead and then they sought approval later.
Did they get
Everybody,
approval through the EPA?
no, the EPA, the tribe, and Fish and Wildlife all strenuously objected to their bulkhead.
How is it possible that the city was able to permit their own bulkhead when the EPA, tribe, and Fish and Wildlife all objected?
The rules don't apply.
With respect to the Lukens, how is it possible that the Lukens bulkhead, which is actually longer on the same side of the harbor, is permitted and your bulkhead is not?
I don't know.
With respect to the correspondence that was sent, and I think the hearing examiner said we were kind of sending same correspondence over and over and over again. How long was that period of time that you kept sending correspondence?
2.5 years.
If they had responded with some explanation for what they were doing, would you have continued to send correspondence?
No.
So is the reason you kept sending correspondence because they just kept ignoring it?
Yes.
And had they taken the time to issue a timely decision, or had they taken the time to even explain to you why they came out to your house in November of 2021, would you have continued to write correspondence to the city?
No.
Did you meet
Let me
with?
just call for your attention, Mr. Gerlich. We've got about 4 minutes now before the city has their hard stop. If you want to get yourself to a good stopping point.
I'm going to try. I got my eye on the clock as well.
All right.
So with
Well,
respect
we're
to.
gonna have to hold up. We're gonna have to call Ms. Gerlach back tomorrow anyways for cross. So
Right.
don't feel like you have to rush yourself. She's coming on tomorrow morning anyways.
With respect to the invitation to the planning director, Mark Hoffman, were you present when he inspected the property?
Yes.
What was his response when he inspected the property regarding your revision request?
He didn't understand what the problem was.
You mean he didn't understand what the issues were?
No, he didn't understand why we weren't going forward.
And
He looked around and saw all the other bulkheads and said, I don't understand what's going on here. Then he
did he get
left
back?
and never heard from him again.
Was that close to that 120-day window in which he could have made a decision?
Just after it, like by a couple of days.
Okay, so even after visiting, he had still missed the window to issue a final decision on the land use, right?
Yes.
Did he ever indicate to you that there should be some stay in the process for the revision request?
No.
Was there ever a mutual agreement between you and the city that the process should be stayed regarding this 120 days?
No.
And then the correspondence that you sent, is are those exhibits 66 through 98?
Those are all the letters to the city, yes.
With respect to it's been included in the appellant's hearing brief that collateral estoppel applies. What's the term collateral estoppel mean to you?
Means that the issue's been litigated and decided
Has the
to
issue been
suspend.
was the issue litigated and decided as the city claimed under res judicata in 2013?
No.
Why is that?
The case they were referring to was not about the bulkhead, not
What was it
about
about?
specifics of the bulkhead. It was about because of what happened with Joshua Machen and what happened with Meridale Gale, we wanted somebody else to hear the matter, like the county, because it looked like it was an appearance of fairness issue. And so it was a declaratory relief action, not a merit action. And so we filed that action. They were served a month late by a month later. And then a month after that, the city issued their defective decision.
And with respect to that appearance of fairness, was that based on RCW or was that just based on common law?
RCW.
And did the courts make a determination whether or not the RCW applied to the appearance of fairness in your case?
They ruled against us. Because then you have
Why did?
everybody going to the county.
With respect to the litigation that
We're just about, hold on. I'm sorry to stop you. We're just about 5 o'clock, and I see Mr. Lell has already walked out of the room. So we're going to have to call it for there. Tomorrow's going to be awkward, folks. I don't know what Mr. Gerlach is going to do having double booked himself. We scheduled my hearing for 2 days. We set that back in December. My expectation has been all along that the parties would make themselves available during that time. Mr. Gerlach is in a pickle of his own making. So I would encourage you, Mr. Gerlach, to work with the court and try to find some flexibility. I don't know how or if we'll be able to accommodate your motion hearing tomorrow. I think it's a cattle call hearing. So, it's not like you can guarantee a particular time slot. You might have to sit through, criminal matters or what have you. So I don't know how long you'll be out of commission, Mr. Gerlach, and I am not willing to, put the universe on hold because of the way you've scheduled your other matter. It would be another thing if that had been scheduled in advance of my scheduling order, but it wasn't. So I don't have a ton of sympathy for the mess you're in. I'm going to try to help you out as best we can. We're going to be efficient with our time tomorrow morning. I don't expect the city will need as much time as you have taken so far. Yeah, everyone's just on notice that this is going to be an issue. We're going to talk about it again tomorrow, and we'll try to figure out something. So, with that, Ms. Gerlach, you've still got a little bit of direct left, and certainly you need to be available for cross-examination. And Mr. Gerlach, hopefully you can have the engineers and other folks that worked on your application available tomorrow. Time remaining, Mr. Gerlach, you are at exactly 2 hours, and City, you are at 5 hours and 51 minutes remaining on your respective clocks. Tomorrow, I hope that we won't have a hard stop at 5 o'clock. Can we go late tomorrow, Mr. Gerlach? Is that an option?
I don't know.
All right, Mr. Lell, can we go later tomorrow? It's Friday.
I will make myself available, certainly, Mr. Examiner. I can't speak to all of my witnesses for that purpose, but I will try to do so and provide an answer with you tomorrow morning.
All right, because we've got 7 hours and 51 minutes of testimony, and there still needs to be time for closing arguments as well. So there's a lot to get through tomorrow, and especially if Mr. Gerlach is expecting us to carve out a huge chunk right in the middle of the day because he double-booked himself, I mean, that only makes things worse. So I'm just not sure how we can handle that. I really hope you can get that fixed, Mr. Gerlach. You're the one who made the mess, so I do expect you to be the one to clean it up. All right, with that, I will see us all on the Zoom again tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. Have a good rest of your days. We are in recess until tomorrow.
Bethany, are you still there? Bethan?